Shus Avi Mori. Until now, we learned the sugya of Berachas HaPeres. Now we're starting the sugya of Hamaitzi, Pasavah Bikisnin, Vom Negeim Besudo, Ma'am Achreinim, Zimun, Berachas HaMotin. And we're starting now, we're going to lead into next man, the next couple of months, going through these in Yonim. So because the Kuv Samach Zayin, the sugya of Pas, we make Hamaitzi on top of it. Start off, the Graz explains, or we know by now, the Klom Neger to Brochus is Chazal Masakin, and things that are more Choshev, or more Brochum of Ureris. We know Shackles Bercolius, more Choshev, you make Adomo, Smumvor, the case of Eitz, a Geffen, the Gemara says, because Yain is Samuel Chavav Enosh. Says the Graz, Neger to Pass, we also know that's a very Choshev here, Alechem Yechi Odom, as the Pasuk says, Alechem Levav Enosh Yisoid, and since it's a staple of life, therefore, it has its own miuchadik bracha, and we also know to get the klal brachas and the hierarchy. That's the first thing we go do. We make a case of amoitzi. In Sif Aleph, there are three separate sugyas. There's a sugya of exactly the place of where a person is supposed to break the bread. A second sugya of the zman, when he's supposed to break the bread, what time. And third is the sheer prusa, how much he's supposed to give out. So we go through each one. First, the sugya of the place where a person is supposed to break their bread, Metzias HaPas. So the interesting or strange Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuf Beis of Beis, the Gemara brings down that Rav Ashi was teaching his yeshiva. He got to the sugya of the Shloisha Malachim. The Mishnah over there said by Shloisha Malachim that the Yeravim, Achav, and Menasho, Elam Chelik, Olam Habo, Tanakamo. Mehuda wants to argue. And he says, tomorrow we'll start from this sugya. We'll start with my Chaverim. He says, Rashi, what's Chaverim? That these people were Talmidei Chachamim. That night came Menashe in his dream to Rav Ashi. You call me Chaverim? I'm your Chaver. I'm a Chaver of your father. Let's see how smart you are. You think you're a Chaver mine. Do you know exactly where to Mishrei HaMaitzi, where to break the bread? Where do I see on the Maitzi over here? So Rav Ashi says, to tell you the truth, I don't know. So you do me a favor, you tell me, and if you tell me where to break the bread, tomorrow in Shir, I'll say it in your name. So finds he tells you where, says Menashe, Mechid Korm Bishula. The gist of Gemara Lefanenu, where's Korm Bishula? So if Ashi asked him, you're so smart, so why in the world you run after Avod Zara? So he said back, Menashe Arosho, and Lechid Galam Haba. He said back, Lemaise, if you be in our times, be such a strong Yitzhara, you pick up the hem of your clothing, you run after the Yitzhara, you can't understand it. Next day, Ashi saw over his Chabura giving Shir, and he says, my Rebbeinu, not my Chabureinu, my Chavers, my Rebbeim, and went through the sugya of Menashe, Rovman, Achav. Fine, I can't the sugya. So we have a halacha being taught from a dream by Menashe. Tell us where exactly they break the bread. Now you could say, Torah Lab, Shemaimi, Maisa of Ashi, Meshabeach, he said over in Shir, and we have this halacha that we come along, where exactly to break the bread. Now, the Yad Ramah, Rishayim, really good, Achurim have a hard time. Well, Rav Ashi did not know this. Avadi cut the bread by the choicest part, by the best part. She was in the brach over here. So, said Yad Ramah, Avadi knew the halacha, but he did not know where the best part of the bread was, which was even different here, Sois. Well, Rav Ogmin, where exactly the best part of the bread was. This is Maral, and that's the Chisol, tries to explain Pshat, where the give and take is. But the place can bring down the Torah's Chaim. Torah's Chaim, the Sugya, and Ezra Kuf Beis. And the Magavram brings it down in the Siman Reish Ayin Dalet. He comes along over here and says, Yesoi, that again the place can bring down, that we know by numerous mitzvahs, Neger Tachilo, the concept of Reishis. We have Bikurim, Reishis Bikur Ad Masecha, we have by Trumo, Reishis De Goncho, we have by Chalo, Reishis Arisai Sechem. The idea of Reishis the first, these things that are first, we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give to whoever he says, to the Kahanim, and then the rest is for us. The chelik to Hashem, a chelik to us. Same thing over here also, by the case of a moitzi, a person is supposed to break off part of it, and this is the prusa that we're eating from, and the other is ke'in, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not giving it to him. Why? Because this gives shvach v'idot to Hashem, remes to rishon v'ein rishis l'rishasai. We're coming to break the bread in the area to show that one part is what we're eating, the other part we're not. It sounds like Lahach is supposed to break part of the bread to show the idea of Reishis over here. And therefore, they get involved in Nafkiminis, Lalocha, in this Torah's Chaim, how to understand it, how to apply Lalocha Maisa. Fine, that's the Yisrael Shavai. Maisa comes out, we have this Lalocha over here, that Menashe said over, that a person has to break the bread by Korm Bishuloi. What does Korm Bishuloi mean? So you're going to have really three gersois, which will have three different pshatim over here. The gersol lefanenu, the Rashi says, starts off the korim bishulei with a case of a resh. It means that a person should cut where the crust of the bread is. That means, explains Rashi, but he says brings down, that over here you have a prusa, you have a slice of bread. You have a choice to make a moitzi and take out the soft part inside. Or you can cut from the top, can be have a half a loaf over here. You can either take from the inside or cut from the crust. The lacha is, the choice is part of the bread is the crust. And also certain kids will disagree. But the best part is the crust is cooked well over here. And therefore, first you cut from the, around the area where the top, bottom, and the middle. And not for the case of the middle over here. But that's the first malach. Kamal Rashi means on the second girsa, the kodim, now with the reish with the dalad, the kodim bishuloi. According to Rashi, what does that mean? He says, hainu hach, it means the same idea over here, that you have to cut on the crust and not take out from the middle. However, the Beis Yosef bringing down the Gois Maimonides on the second girsa, he says a different pshat. It means over here the place that was cooked first, where it's baked first. Where is it baked first? So if you learn the sugya, for example, the Mount Shabbos and the Daf Chof, Machleks among the Rishonim, brought down also over here, when you take the bread, you stuck it against the wall, is the area that's cooked first, the bottom part of the bread, because the oven's hot, and the ear is cooked first? Or no, the other side, which is connected to the ash, is cooked first. The Machleks is cooked first from the bottom or the top. Two sides over here. That means you should take from the where? Either the point that got cooked first, the question, where is that, the top or the bottom? Therefore, the Gois Maimonides, it brings down Maram. What would he do? You take the challah, turn it on the side, cut it on the side, because then you got side the top and side the bottom. That means you're trying to get both sheets over here. The third malach that Rashi brings down is a case of the goma bishulai, where it was cooked very well, cooked good over here. Now that's how the Beis Yosef says, the sheets of the Rambam and the Torah is cooked very well over here. What exactly does it mean cooked very well? So where the Mishabuah says, it means the case over here where it's either cooked from the top or the bottom. They're cooked very well over here. But not the case where it's in the middle over here. That means they're coming from the way of the Beis Yosef. Either he brings down the Lashon of the Mishnah Derech Eretz. It means that not the place where it's soft. However, the place where it's hard over here. And that means a case over here, Dafka, don't take the middle. Take either from the top and from the bottom. Or the way the Dafka Moshe says Peshat over here, Kinegda Mispakeya. We have cracks over here. That means at least in those times, we have a tin over here, so the bottom doesn't crack. But those days where you had a loaf of bread, you stuck against the wall, top, bottom, whatever you stuck against the wall, there's one area that was cracked, the other area was not cracked. And therefore, the place where it's connected to cracked, that's where a person should take it from. So again, so we have three different gears. Does it mean the case over here, the person should take it from the place where the crust is? Does it mean the case over here where it's cooked first, or is it cooked well? The local Maisa, the Mechaber, he starts off, he went to the get over here of the Rambam. He says the case over here is where it cooked well. Therefore, the Mishbuah starts off in the Mechaber sheet over here that says, Shenefa Hetiv, that's the Rambam, how he understands it, Machalik's Pshan the Rambam. So, Mishbuah says, from top of the bottom, not from the middle. Sounds like not the sides over here. That means don't take the sides. Mishmur sounds like the top and the bottom and up on the sides of it. Cooked well is either the top or the bottom. Now, that's be a locha says over. This shouldn't be an argument how to say it over, but that's what Mishmur says. V'loy b'yam tziyosoy. Right? El yoyin nashal kikar or yitachtoy v'loy b'yam tziyosoy. Not the middle of the bread, but the middle where the crust is. This crust has a middle over there. So the Rambam says to take either, what? To be a locha when he gets involved with three different pshatim. He says, v'da oyid. But he said the Mechaber and Ramah are arguing. The Ramah is a Yesh Oimim. And according to the Rambam, the Mechaber sheet is, Meliyana Shal Kikar Oim Metach Toidav Loim Yem Tziyasai. That means don't take from the side. So we have the Mechaber, he passes the Maisa like the Rambam. We have the Ramah, and the Mishmuah says, the Loshon Yesh Oimim, that goes with the idea, the Gois Maimonides, the case over here of the second Gersa, of the Kodim Mishuloi. And therefore, to get both Shitas and the Maram, do it on the side. And then we have Rashi says the Iker is the first Gersa. That means Rashi says the Iker is the first. The Ramah brought down passing like the second. And the Mechaber passing like the third. We didn't get a slice. And brought down by the place in three different ways. L'maisa, what to go do, says the Bialocha, to get all the Shitas, is do what the Ramah says over. He says when you cough from the side, you get the top and the bottom. It won't be the middle. you get side the Mechaber, side the Ramah, and get Rashi, you get everybody over here. Therefore, what is the correct thing for a person to go do? A person takes his challah on Shabbos, he's supposed to turn it on the side, and then cut on the side. That means they see the people who know what they're doing, they don't cut the challah on top, they don't make a ratio, they cut the challah on top, they take the challah and cut on the side, because that's the Yetzir Challah Deis. That's how you're supposed to go do it. No, you can cut, don't cut for the top. Again, you have a challah, there's a top and there's a bottom. It says the Mishbura, turn it on the side. And cut it on the side. It sounds like in the cutting itself should get both of them. What? The Rosh should be on the side also, correct, 100%. Yeah, the Rosh should be on the side, the cutting should be on the side. Now, there are cases where it's not needed. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan will say, let's say you have a bagel over here. Right? So where exactly go do? So the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no place, doesn't make a difference over here. Building upon that says the Shai Bracha, you have a case of a pito. Also, there's no reason, there's no top, bottom, middle. You just rip wherever it is exactly. That's Aleph. Second, they do bring down, there's a Loch Ketan that says, but let's say someone does not want the crust. He wants the middle. He's a child, he's a Zalkin. So he says, if it's Shaykh for the person to go eat it, no, you should still take from the crust. Because the Kov and the Bracha means Hada Kodesh Baruch Hu, not means Hada you. He says, if the person cannot eat it, so it's not really Achilo, Echadami, then just take from the middle over here. Now there is a question, does a person have to use a dafka, a knife to cut the challah, or can just rip it and get everything together? You see a lot of people rip it. So I looked around last night, because I seem to have an hakka also to rip it on Shabbos, it's much easier, it takes less time. You can argue inside a sugya of a hefsik over here. People, challahs take more time. On my side, I see the issa, the answer to this question, can you rip it? He says, nichol geder of Rav Tzanusa, that looks like a glutton over here to rip challah apart, and therefore you should use dafka in case of a sakin. So being down to Evan Yisrael, and even on Shabbos, he says, is no difference. Then gets involved in the sugya why Shabbos is still a problem. The Dine Fisher is brought down to Lichas Evan Yisrael. He also held it was a problem. Therefore, on a Kiddush, when they had this small bilklach, they being down a Maisa one time, there was no knife to cut the small bilklach. He waited a long time until they found a knife to make his lach mission to cut the bilklach over here. The Yisim Chaim Knievki, he says, Noigim lach toich to cut over here. So they do bring down, a guy might see some others from a Fakik, why that's so. At least the Gedolim, the Yashiv, Dine Fisher, and of Chaim, they say the correct thing is to use a sakin. Once you use a sakin, you should cut on the side over here.
Sometimes you have rollers. Sometimes you have people have these, they make 12 challahs in one.
So that was part of the question. Again, I'm being more upon my own.
But that one is like, it's not really in Missouri.
It is. It's one lechem. I'm being more upon myself that I first lost the knife in the house, so I saw you ripping it. They said it was much easier to rip it. But now I think I'm going to go back as Lineta next Shabbos using a sack and Lineta.
It's not like you ripping it because what? It's 12 parts.
Yeah, because my father uses a sack and that's why.
Ballpark, I have to agree. When you tear apart the challah, you have to tear it from the side.
So, the question over here, when you tear it apart, again, it's usually when you tear it, you get every sheet anyway. That's why I thought it saved time.
Well, when we're talking about it, we're only talking about cutting.
Right, again, when you tear, from, there's no place when you tear, you get top and bottom, it comes all in one shot.
That
means, b'etzem, the Mishmur, when it's discussed, the Bialocha, to lachtech ba'at. He says if it's a matzah, there's no need for it. Right, you get everything all at one time also. That's the Bialocha says, by ma'at. Same idea, if there's no need for it, but etzim is all one time, like a bagel, like a pito, there's no point.
If you're planning on ripping it, you stop making ratio?
No. There's no need for it. It's like the case of again, the matzah, the Bialocha says. Because there's no need for it.
This is talking about cutting it, not necessarily where a person should eat from.
No, I don't see anyone bringing down the idea where to eat from. I don't see anyone discussing the chshivas of the brachim inside how to talk about shpoch of cutting. I don't see anyone bringing down the idea of eating. I looked, I don't
just
see anyone.
Cut the whole thing, or once you cut the first hand, you can pull apart.
Again, the minute of using a knife?
That's how you use a knife, to cut the first, and then the whole thing you can
again,
use
the knife. Again, today's swarming down, that sounds like a person should use a knife. Again, you can argue the point as far as Mikan Lagan. It sounds like when he said inside the sugya looking like a glutton or chazer to rip something off, it's not nice. Okay, again, the Gemara says, but Shabbos does not look that way. They want to answer why it's different in this case. It's still if you hold to mendaktik, does not make a chalik. At the Shulchan Aruch also discusses, it doesn't make a difference. Only the amount of the piece that makes a difference, not how to cut it. Now, once you discuss the choices part of the bread. what to go use to give out and to cut, coming the Malachim, they discuss two other sugyas. What defines the choice part of the bread? One they get involved with, eating the ends of the loaf of bread. Can a person have to cut off the end and put it to the side, or is that no makar, no Indian for that? The other one says over, Mughal Bipi Adam, is a bayav kosher l'shikha. So, they asked him Chaim Knievsky, and first he said his father was not choshed for it, and they asked him, is there any reason why yes and not to? And Chaim, I think he knows a little bit, says, Ein loy shum makar. And then another safe asked him, Ein loy makar. And a third safe asked him, Loy mozasi makar. So he did not know any reason why a person to cut off the end over here, the idea of kosher l'shikha. Rishai Dabliski brings down that he himself is not choshed for this, and you know all in the Kabbalah. Belsky says it's a misconception. Bazil Orbach says doesn't know what to go do it for. And numerous farmers say there's no reason to cut off the end. They point out that things in the halacha that's brought to the Gemara Harius that is kosher l'shikha are people not worried about. Yet there are things that no one knows where it's coming from, and they seem to worry about the end of kosher l'shikha. The Maisel is a tshuva by the Minchas Yitzchok, Diane Weiss, Nichalik Tess, and he says also, I do not know the makar for it. However, I'm knowing that way. I do it. I cut off the end. He does it. He says, why, L'maisel? So you bring down the Yishami, that's brought down the Kufta Zayin in Yerodeo, that whatever the Prius is choshish for, we should be choshish for. Or, they bring down the Rashba, Ahishiv Moshe, that says, whatever the Babas are choshish for, we're worried about the Babas. If they have a reason, they're not connected to Halacha, we follow them. So if the Prius say it, or the Babas say it, we follow it. Gam himself says, not know the Makar. Therefore, the Piskei Chuvas over here says, the Minig in Klaisol and Arasimini is to cut off the end. He already decided that's the minig, the Piskei Tshuva is over here. Fine, my father for years did not have that minig. Then people were upon him, maybe some kids, then back and forth. Later, but when I grew up, my father did not have that minig to cut off the ends of the challah. And therefore, why do it for? Now, the time of Menachem. Oh, so someone Taina even cut off the ends of the challah. Kosher Shikha did not apply to women. And therefore, the Bayah Bal Tashkis give it to the Noshim. Fine, there are students from that say that. Maisa, why cut off for? Now, the time when the Hakim tries to give a reason to this, why are they cutting off the ends of the challah? He brings down a Yaris Drash, Yonis and Eipschitz. They want to tie it over that the first part of the challah, Rashis, is Sitra Acher, and therefore the Rashis is Toyev Avayu, and therefore to Mevat the Koichim of the idea of Rashis, we cut it off at the first part of the Bayah over here. Bayah of Rashis. So, come on the Piskei Tshuvas by us over here. He says, besides the Bayah, it's of course against Torah's Chaim. That Rishis is Fakert, Fakodesh Baruch Hu. He says, you look up the Yaris Tvash, he says, Punk Fakert. He says, Be'etzem, when there was a Briol, Asalav, you will see that what came out from the ground was Gluskois. Full rolls, full breads, full cakes came out of the ground. Except Mitzad the Veru, Mitzad the Nochush, put the Oris inside the world, poison the world. Therefore came out that we now have to make Losh and Dosh and Baira and all the Sidra Pas we have to go do. On Einish over here. Therefore, the Nochash came, put a Sitra Acha, a Koyach of Nezek, a Koyach of Oris inside this food. Through the access of Yarish Drash of Ish of cooking it, it takes out the Ish over here. And the first part that gets cooked has less Sitra Acha, took out the Sitra Acha in the world, could not see going to be eaten. So Yarish Drash saying, Punk forget that whatever is cooked better and more, and first, the Koyach is gone, and that's a better piece over here. So the time when Hakam wants to say that that's the reason not to eat the ends, point out Piskei Tshuva, the Ashtash says, Punk Fakert. So we have the idea of Koshel Shikha, no one knows. We have time in Hakam that says, from the Ashtash, Punk Fakert. This is a Menashe Klein and Tshuva, Michael Gudalov, he wants a Taino, based upon the Lochan Simakuf Pei, that says a person should leave over on his table some lechem on the table. Mitzad is a Simon Brocho, and the Shulchan Aruch of the Nice Ken will explain, because when Ani comes to the table, he'll see there's what to go eat. Therefore, he'll give him bread over here. There's a Simon of Broch over here left on the table. They point out, the first pasuk, just a little point of end of the bread that you leave on the table, there's lechura nothing give to Ani over here, unless you cut off a big piece over here. But usually, what they do, they cut off the end and then take it off the table over here. So, no point even leaving it upon the table over here. And therefore, if you have no minig and no makar, that's not one of the things you should take on right now. But it's a misconception, ain't the makar, there's no Indian for it. If you have a Messiah, fine, keep your Messiah, that's what you're going to do over here. Otherwise, there are much more important things to worry about. A second Indian brought down over here, that we have, the halacha, that we should take the choice part of the bread over here, the best part, that we do have a Sugyan Harius that does discuss Kashal HaShikha, is there 10 things over there, the Lashon HaGemara is Kashal HaLimud, the second Braisa. is some bread that was not fully cooked. Let's say challah, that if it's made from the bakery, it's fully cooked. Yeah. However, sometimes when the kids make it, so therefore it's not fully cooked, and you have to say, oh, delicious, gvaldi, gishmak. But maisa, the Gemara says, koshel limud. Rashi says, koshel lishmoya. Brought down by the Rishonim, Orchas Chaim, Noyosom Or. And therefore, loch lemaisa is brought down by the Orchas Shulchan, by the Shlo, the Kavachayim, Zivchay Tzedek. Mchaim Kvieski has a whole sefer on koshel shecho, and the sefer is the Koran, he brings it down this halacha, he makes sure the bread is fully cooked. He does not bring down the locha of the edge of the bread that has no makor. Brings down the locha that is kosher limud, the locha of make sure the bread is fully cooked over here. And therefore, again, the Peskei Tshuvos over here does bring that down also. Then make sure the challah is fully cooked. What's the svar behind that? Behind it? That's being roy for Shabbos, but you shouldn't. You should make sure it's fully cooked. The Gemara says Shloim Bishul called Tzarkoi. But Oichol Pas Kushloim Bishul called Tzarkoi. Gemara. Now the Tam says Lekut Emarich, based upon the Yarish Dvash. The Holy said over here, when it gets fully cooked, it takes out the Koyach of the Oris, the Nochosh, the Inyan of Sitra Acha. When it's not fully cooked, you have over here the Sitra Acha inside. That's the side over here. So the Oilin then likes asking a question. You're having cookie dough inside your ice cream or other cases. The dough here is not fully cooked. Do you have a bayah? It's not the sugya of kosher limud. So maybe Noshim can eat it, but can men eat it over here? So the Shulchan Aruch HaMakutzei says, no, in this situation, this is called tzarchum. If this is how you eat it, and this is the tzuah shabbat, this is called tzarchum. What bracha, cookies and ice cream, that was the email you saw, right? Three different cheetahs that you actually...
It's not cooked. There's
a sauce. No, that's not two things. What's not cooked, one shiloh, and then mix the ice cream, another question. So again, so we have this halacha that we see, first of all, it should be the best part of the bread. We have three different shitas. Halacha, we turn on the side, cut on the side. We have two side points over here, cutting the ends of the bread, and cutting and having challah that's fully cooked over here. That's the first sugya in Sif Aleph.
If it's very doughy, it shouldn't be used?
If it's very doughy, a person should not eat it as kosher l'limud. Now, you could tell me Shalom Bayis overrides it. I hear it. You merchit Shem Hashem and have a shtaka hagosher for that. But, no, Shalom Bayis means kids also.
You think it could be used for that commissioner?
Yes, 100% used for that commissioner, yes. It's more to eat it. They do this because the kosher shikha is an isser or an hoga, but ikka the place can say it's an hoga ba'alma. Not an isser. The second sugya in Sif Aleph is the loch over here of when's the correct time to cut the bread, to break the bread. Yeah, because it's not really over here in the sugya. That's correct. So, Bez Hashem, when you learn Simon Shin, we'll discuss it over there. Paschamo. My father wants me to discuss why about the halacha paschamo. Having hot bread, and the Gemara says in Kofi Tesla and Beis, paschamo melukmo, you should have it on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, we discussed in Shin over there. And therefore, there's some bringing down over here that negate the bread you should eat. Whether you should have hot bread, not have hot bread. That means there is another Gemara that discusses that paschamo is also by Yav Sarkono.
What's considered hot bread?
So,
so
the Sholem Eishiv says it's pas cham has to be something cham where on Motzei Shabbos or the Nif Sakono. That means Achorim is a question. There's a Gemara that says in Yuma that's a Sakono. Yet the Gemara says in Motzei Shabbos it's an inyan of Malugma to heal a person. So how do you put the two sugyas together? So they can evolve. Maybe one means very, very hot, and one means hot. Now, you burn your tongue in the pizza, you burn your tongue in the bagel. It's a great question how to apply to a sugya negate to us. That means taking it out of the oven straight. That means, let's say, you put it down. Fine. That's, again, not our sugya. Fine. Second sugya in the Sif Aleph over here. Again, what is the time to cut the bread? Is it before the bracha? Is it during the bracha? Is it the end of the bracha? So again, the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamatesa and Beis, Lamatesa and Alpha and Bottom, it brings down three different shittas among the Maroyim. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says you should cut it after it became a Kruso. Mash Enkin Rav Chiya says you should cut it and when you finish the Bracha, it should end up being a Kruso. And why it's had a sugya of Hefsek not to master between the case of the Bracha and eating it right away. I came along Rava and said, Mitzad the Chshivs of the Bracha, make sure it's Shalom. And therefore, when you make the Bracha, it should be complete. Masha Enkin, afterwards, then you should break it. Three different cheetahs. The Gemara brings down that some people did one way, some people did another way, whether the mother or Ravina said the father like Rav Chiya. The Maaseh Gemara paskins for you like Rava. The Rav paskin, first you make a bracha on the shalom over here, then afterwards, then you betzaya, then you break the bread. That means halach l'zman is, we break the bread in the case of a shalom. Come on, the Beis Yosef, bring down the Rishonim, the Ben Yoino, Tosfos, and the Rosh. Even though it's a shalom, but start cutting it. Try to get the Milo or Rav Chiya inside a sugya of Hefsek. Therefore, cut a little bit. You'll save some time over here. Then make the bracha when still a shalom. Then finish the cutting off afterwards. Now, the Lashon Mechaber is the Kodah Ma'at. Make sure you don't leave the case of shalom. Again, then you cut a little bit, put the knife down. You pick up the two rolls over here, with two hands over here. You say Baruch Atah, and then Hashem. Then you put it down. And then you finish cutting it over here. Now, the loch over here is by the case we have a shalom. Come on, the Mishibur Mignaf, the Magavram. Even a case of, let's say, you have one big piece. It's not a shalom over here. Still says the Mishibur, make sure that you should start cutting it. Don't finish cutting it. Make sure also there's a mile of Gadol. That means you get the loch laying on the simin. It's a mile of shalom, it's a mile of Gadol. So, number one, make sure you have the mile of shalom. Even if you do not have the mile of shalom, try to get the mile of Gadol. And was also bracha once in Medayik in the Mishabura, but the case of Shalom says Kot Ma'at. Masha Enkin Gadol says make sure it's not Legamri. You can do even a case of Roiv. So as long as it's still attached, Nichna get a case of a Gadol over here. Now, what is the getter of being attached? So again, very clear, the Mechaber from the Rishonim is that when you cut a little bit, then you pick up one side and the other side comes with it. Now you pick up which side? The Pusa. There's always a big side and there's a smaller side. You pick up the smaller side. If you pick up the smaller side and the bigger side comes with it, that's nichlan getter of a shalom. Now, Leilam likes asking a question. You have these massive chalas by simchas, and you ever try to pick up one side, the other side cracks. So, l'chura, these big chalas over here have a bayam inside the sugil shlemus over here. It's not shalom. So, I see the shaleh Rav asks this question, Chaim Knievsky. He says, Ein mitzias kazu. No mitzias having something on one side does not come with it. But not sure what that means exactly. The answer is that when you start cutting it, what makes something a shalom or not, you have to pick up one side versus the other side. If you did not cut it and the metzias be'etzim is a shalom, it's a whole day chala. It is that way. One side will not come with the other side due to it's so heavy and so big over here. But at the end of the day, so called shalom is a shalom. So then it might be in India. I'm not sure where it switches. That means the Kovitz Halacha, the Pshut Mor Kamnetsky says over, Avad is a Metzis, it's a Shalom, it's a Metzis, it's a Shalom over here. The Pisker. That's Negev to up to 48 as Kikir Shalom. But still, here it's still physically. What makes it physically attached? Usually you're cutting in the middle, but it's not 1/48%. Now, based upon this halacha being a shalom, therefore says the Pesach Shuvis, a person takes his baguette and he wants to, of course, put it inside the tuna fish or whatever. He's supposed to put in all the things that malafis inside before you make the bracha. He's supposed to have something right to be eaten right now. He says, make sure when you cut it, the baguette over here, that the two other sides are not fully split. As the stores do, they cut it halfway and the back's still connected over here. That's what stores do it for that reason, of course. Yeah, not because they want to be cheap and not fill it up fully. They're doing it because they want to make sure that you have a shalom over here. It's a halacha over here. And then what's connected is still in the back of you. You picked up one side, the other side comes with it. Nichl in the ghetto, shalom. Sorry?
It's still shalom even if you
use
the
halacha
cracks, but the crust on the bottom keeps the two things together. That's not a shalom.
If you pick up the smaller side, the other side comes with it, nichl in the ghetto, shalom.
No, you just said that you cut the ghetto. So it's hanging
down
by
a baguette, you pick up one side, right? The two sides are there. It's opened.
I understand that.
So you pick one side, the other side comes with it.
We all agree it's hanging by a thread, right?
Okay. Wherever you pick it up, the other side will come with it.
So that means my challah. If I pick up my challah and it cracks, but the big piece just hangs down because the crust on the bottom is so thick.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Now, come the Ramah upon the Rishonim, again, Tosfos and others, that being that this halacha, the Kot Ma'at, is only during the week. However, on Shabbos, should not lead to Chson and Shlemus, because that means during the week, but the Yavid is Beseder. But Shabbos, maybe you cut the whole entire thing, or maybe you just cut more than what's needed, you pick up one side, the other side will fall off. And therefore, the words of the Ramah and the Mishmur being Zan, Shloi Yachtuch Klal. not to cut at all on the case of Shabbos. Agam, again, you cut a little bit on Shabbos. It's not mazik. Long take one side goes with the other side. So first we have a loch on Shabbos not to cut at all. Should you make a reshim over here? It's come on the back by us and bring down the marshal. He said the medaktikim, a medaktik to make a reshim over here. They make a mark. Said the Torah is chayim. Why? It's how to give reshis. This mark is one chelik. Here's another chelik. You should medaktik to make a mark. Therefore, the Maharam is in Rish Ayin Dalad, and the Mishgru over there brings down the Medaktikim, make a mark, a Rishim. That means even over here it says, Lo Yachtach Klal, have a Rish Ayin Dalad, Hilchus Shabbos. Over there, Paskins, the Medaktikim, make a Rishim. The Aliyabah, and numerous form, Paiskim, Malakim, make a. We'll get to that. The Medaktikim, make a case of a Rishim. I saw the Shani, the Tzlach, and the Sugya, by Austin Daf Lamites, he brings down this Indian over here. He says, why? What's the reason? What's the Makar over here? And therefore he says, Ben, not to make a Rishim. He says, if you have a Kabbalah, he need Kabbal. Otherwise, Yish Tshuva, what's the point of me to go do it? He has cautions against it. Therefore the Yeshua Siakov by Osman Simon says, the Maisa not to go do it. And the Kavachayim brings down the Tzlach, the Yeshua Siakov, and therefore it says, Sheva Taisa Odif. It could be the Svarim, the Maisa did not go do that. The Maisa, the Bnei Ashkenaz, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, Mark Avraham, Marshal, Eli Rabba, we the Maisa do make a Rishim upon it. And what's the reason to make a Rishim? It's a save time. Ask the Indian over here and tell us to give Hesek of Rav Chiyah. We start cutting it over here. That means if you make a Rishim, people get very nervous over here. How much of a Rishim? I agree with the Shlemus. Again, it's very clear. The Loch is you pick up one side and the other side is still with it. It's still Shalim. Just Mishbuas Chayshish, maybe do Rav, I'll fall off. Or the case do the whole entire thing. But don't worry how much the case of the Rishim is. They get idle mice, they cutting off part of the cross, and the crumbs come off. They say, there's not a chesed of shleimus over here. That's not a problem. The kash of the oilam does ask, what do? You take a challah, turn the side, you make your oishim. Finally, you pick up both challahs, two hands over here, and make a bracha. Then you take the challah back to the side, you start looking for the oishim over here. Where exactly is the oishim? They point out, l'chura, you're spending more time looking for the oishim, and what happened inside the sugya of hefsik? The whole point of making your oishim inside the sugya of hefsik, you're spending more time inside the sugya of looking for the oishim. Therefore, the Zaysa Bracha says, Tzarechim Leitis Chorabev Seidoi. Who, what exactly are you doing? Say, so, Yesim Chaim Kinevsky, so Maisa, what are you doing? Chaim answered very simple. Echnami, make a Roshim that's thicker. Don't make a small Roshim, you can't find it. Make a bigger Roshim, make sure you can find it over here. So you should not waste any time over here. The Shari Bracha, when he brings it down, he said, Maisa, if that's a din, it's not a hefsik. He's just not sure why exactly we're doing it for. Well, Maisa, let's save your time. Shmuel Kamnevsky says, let's say a person made a Roshim. And then he starts looking for it, and he can't find it. He says, don't waste time. You find it right away, you do it. Otherwise, don't waste time. Cut another place. There's no din to cut the makam, the reshim over here. But he said, let's say there's no good light over here, or it's dark over here, and you're eating in the dark. Says Shmuel, don't make a reshim. There's no point in making a reshim. Now, so again, so we have a locha. Again, Torah Chaim says, we make a reshim. The place can be down, the medaktikim, that's still gevashis. But the halacha mitzad niglo, it means the sugya of not wasting time. If you do not gain out of it, make sure you do gain out of it. Either make a roshim that's nicker, or don't waste time and cut the chal over here. Now they do bring down Chaim Brisk. He had a baya making a roshim on Shabbos. They bring down from two separate lamites malachas. You have a baya mitzad the sugya of a sirtut. You have a baya mitzad the sugya of roshim, chelik of kaisiv. And therefore, Chaim Brisk was very makbid not to do it on Shabbos. Mitzad you have a sugya mitzad the baya of roshim and sirtut. So, first, Mice is clear that it's brought down by the Gdola Paiskim, Magavam, Mishtaburo from the Shlo. Mice, we do make this Rishim over here. And they want to answer me that the Sugi of Sirtut, when you look at it, the Sugi of Sirtut is to make a mark to be a Chon of the Sugi of Mechatech. Nivot says the Shmir Shabbos, it's not a Chon of the Mechatech, it's not the get of Sirtut. The Locha says the Orcha Shabbos, it's no Mechatech Ba'ichlan. You cut any food to a set size. There's no Issa Mechadah Ba'uchlan, there's no Melachah Sirtut. But Roshim, making Roshim over here, Negeta Kaisiv, is Negeta Aschol of the cunning over here, says Reb Chaim. It's Aschol of the Betziah. That's not a Roshim, it's Aschol of the Betziah over here. And therefore, the Olam, the Ashkenaz, seem to go that Medaktikim make a Roshim over here. The third Sugya over here in Sef Aleph is the Loch of what size of the Prusa you're supposed to give a person. Now, there are two cases over here. It's giving a Prusa B'Meichol. Taking a prusa b'meichal, the prusa in the case of Shabbos, they're coming from two separate sugyas. One is Gemara and Brachas Daflam Tes, brings down the Rav Abba. He was Betzaya on two kikois. What's the reason? The word Lechem Mishnah. You have to have two kikois. Come with Ashi. And he says that Isur of Kahana would take two loaves of bread, and then he would make a broch on both of them, but he would only cut one of them. Cut one of the loaves of bread. Him, Lom Zera, what would he do? He's Betzaya Akula Shirusa. Question what that means, but Rashi explains, he took a big piece out of the Lechem Mishnah. I affect Avina to Rashi, I looks like a person in the crowd of Sanusa. Personally, over here is a glutton, is not to Acheretz, take out a big piece over here. He said, no, the fact that during the week he would take a small piece, on Shabbos, it won't be lichel getter of being a glutton over here. If it's not a sigur of being lekovet Shabbos, it's nicker that on Shabbos, you switch to during the week. That means if you don't eat bread during the week, you won't have this Indian over here. But if you eat bread during the week, you have a small piece on Shabbos, you can take a bigger piece, there's no bayah over here. Now, once we have this halacha over here, that a person should not take too big of a piece on during the week. Now, what is too big of a piece? The Beis Yosef being down from Derech Eretz Rabba, the person should not take a beitzah in his hand. That means being too big of a piece is being the size of a beitzah. This is the second sugya brachas and daf mem vav, that they bring down from Shimon ben Yochai, that the betzayah should be the case of the balabayis, because he gives ba'ayin yafo. He'll give ba'ayin yafo. He'll give a large piece. That means don't give less than the ayin yafo. What's the ayin yafo? The words of Mishabruah by us is a case of gezayis, or pachasimat. So make sure you should not give too small of a piece, or take too small of a piece, and not give too big of a piece during the week. What is that? It comes out. A person should not give less than gezayis, or take less than gezayis, and not give more than a kebaya. That means in practical sizes, we may discuss the shiurim of gezayis versus kebaya. That means a person should not give between less than 6 to 28 samak, but a person should not give more than 50 to 55 samak. That's the size of a bay over here. The question is, the standard slice of bread that we have this manazeh is, they say, more than a kebaya. Or close to it, but it's more than a kebaya. So how during the week can a person take a slice of bread? The chur, it's more than the size over here. So what are we doing? L'chor v'bayam, it's on the sugya of Derech Eretz. So the Sfarim point out that over here it's a sugya of Derech Eretz. We have to define what is Derech Eretz. Does it change based upon the times? Or based upon what's the situation? What's the makim? For example, it says in Madani Osher, let's say a person takes two bilklach over here and makes a maiti in front of 10 people. Now the best thing is to take from the lechem mishnah and give out to people. So he gives everyone less than the shir kezayis. Even though he has a half a loaf of bread over here, half a loaf of challah, he gives everyone the two pilklach, gives everyone a small piece. Is that a bayah mitzad sarasayin? It's clearly, why is he doing it for? He's doing it mitzad. There's a maila taken from lechem mishnah. No bayah sarasayin. Same thing says v'zay sabrach of akarat. Let's say you give more than a standard size over here. You want a tiny, in our days, our bread is very fluffy, has very tiny holes inside of it, and it's very easy to eat over here. And therefore, the reason, even though we count them inside the Shir Shabbai, in those days, their bread was very much more compact, was much more, had more inside like a case of a pita. And therefore, they were filled up with the less amount of bread than what we filled up today, due to the fact that our bread is more spaced apart. Mashing their bread is more compact and more case of a sviyah. Therefore, in those days, a size of kamana kebaya was enough to fill up a person. Today, you give a person kebaya, the maisim won't fill up a person. And therefore, he says the get over here is totally fi makom fi azman. If the derech over here is to give out one slice, well, that's the size of a slice. That's not a chesaron over here in the case of derech eretz. Shai bracha brings down that way. That goes to fi makom fi azman. That means again during the week, even though the halacha is clear, not less than gzayis more than the kebaya. Whatever the get of derech eretz is the correct thing to go do. Again, the isem chaim tibiyaski. This question, he says, not to mechalik. What's that shulchan aruch we follow? The Nahoga seems to be like Vazoyis of Brocha, Shai of Brocha, whatever the Anoga of Derech Eretz is. Now, on this halacha, coming to the Mishabua, and then being done the Magav Ram, the discussion is how much do you have to eat? I mean, discussing how much to give out. A person gives out, again, more than the Kazayis, less than the Kabeya. But how much does a person have to eat? So, he brings down the Mishabua that there are two reasons why a person should eat a Kazayis. He says one mitzvah the sugya of tzaras ayin, and the second reason he says it's not good for a person to eat less than the case of gzayis as the sugya of amoytzi. That means the Magen Avraham brings down that from the sugya wants a tiny, a person should eat it all at one time. He says the oilam is not noigim kain. However, lechatchila should eat a gzayis. Mishmur brings down lechatchila a person should eat a gzayis. That means you make a amoytzi. The loch is you have to swallow the first bite, otherwise you can't talk. But not only that, the loch is a person l'chadchilo she'ida case of a kezayis over here. Moshe true in Archaim Chelakei and says that's the correct and I'll go what to go do. Now we'll see in Sivkot and Lamedhei, Meshavu Migdal, you should not even speak till after you eat a kezayis. We'll get to why and what to go do with that. I'll pee this mug of rum brought down by the Machzer Shekel. But Meshavu, again, we have one Indian to swallow. But Meshavu says the person should eat a kezayis right away. No, right away. Eat it right away. Well, you eat it right away. If you eat it right away, there's no time issue. Maiso, as the Graz, you bring down these two shitas, he says, Maiso, the meaning is not the way. Shlomazam and Shmir Shabbat Kilchosa, he says, the Maiso were not machbe to do that. People eat a little bit, don't seem to have a case of Gezayis. You could argue the point, because the reason why I give over Gezayis, it means the idea of Tzaratzayin, like the Lechem Chamudas, not like the Magavram. So even the Magavram says the meaning was not like him. So far, Maiso, those who are medactic, I see people, some people are medactic, eat a Gezayis. If you hold the Shia Gezayis is very small, six samach is very simple. I think most of us anyway eat a Gezayis. So you're saying the Shia Gezayis 28 samach, the Olam does not seem to be makbid. Could be depends where you're living and argue what the Shia Gezayis is, what to go do over here. Magavam has a second Chiddush over here, Mishmur is not being down. Magavam says you eat base Gezayis and Ke'echad all at one time. You put in the Gezayis and swallow one time. He also says we do not seem to be makbid upon this. Again, l'chadchil to be makbid, not only to eat a gezayis, but eat a gezayis and swallow one time. They point out l'maisa the mishbur does not bring down that chelik, and the Graz Aruch HaShulchan says l'maisa that's not the minig over here. Only maybe b'lal Pesach we have that hoga. Otherwise, we don't have that hoga right now. So again, l'maisa, what is the correct thing to go do? Again, the amount to give out. What says Shulchan Aruch is more than gezayis less than the gebeah. The amount to eat. Again, Mishmur says is l'chadchil to have a case of gezayis. It's not being done, the idea of the to swallow one time. If you eat right away, then it's naturally within Achilles Pras. Now, if you, the Beis Yosef is a case of having eating a kebeyo, he's bringing it out from the Masechta Derech Eretz. The lashon really is not the amount to give out. His words are, loya ochas, a person does not hold a prusa kebeyo beyond a paparachas. Not to hold a piece of kebeyo. Not the loch is what to give out. What a person should hold in the hand. You should not hold in the hand a kebeya at one time. Therefore, the locha is in Simen Kuf Ayin that's brought down by the place, Kimakavam Mishnevruah. When you eat something, don't hold in your hand a shir kebeya. Why? It's not Derech Eretz over here. Obvious question is, falafel, pizza, baguette, a falafel, oh, that's massive over here. What exactly are we doing over here? It's our locha, basis, bring down from us the second Derech Eretz. We're down by the place, can be some kuf ayin, nogas of a suda. How in the world are we eating like that? And Batsim, if you see an adam choshev eating like that, you all think it's adam choshev. Picture any gadol you have in your mind, that's your gadol, and do you think they'll eat like that? It seems to be a concern. In Derech Eretz over here, Rav Nashiklon has a shuv in Chelek Tezvov, written in 1999. He says, they asked him a question, what? Oh, we'll get to. So first, what it says over here is Chasson Derech Eretz. That's what it says. And Menashe Klein has a Shuvah in 1999 that he wrote that it is about pizza and falafel. He says, Maisa, you want to tell me that's my father's trying to tell me that's Derech Eretz right now? That's an Hoga right now? He says, Maisa, that's Shvachatayin over here. Maisa, that's Chasson Derech Eretz. For example, you won't see any Adam Choshev eat that way. That's a Chasson Adam Choshev. And therefore, Menashe Klein writes a Shuvah. If they would have seen any yeshiva bachla 20, 30 years ago in the 1970s in yeshiva eating like that, a pizza falafel, they would have told them, don't come back to yeshiva. They would have thrown them out. That's not hoko. That's how you eat over here. Therefore, the Zaysa bracha, same question, sandwich also. Zaysa bracha, be done from Dine Fisher. How in the world can we eat a sandwich? It's a bayam, it's a sugar, it's over here.
It's like eating a big slice of bread.
It's a Mishnah that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch and the Nois Tekelim. Atzal Hashem, my father wants to argue the point that the Isser Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Alei Lo'ibol, what defines the definition of the Ged of Derech Eretz? He says the first Beklolius, the Makor of Derech Eretz, is V'lachta B'drochav, or the way of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But certain things he says changes based upon L'Bedor L'Dor, every generation. His example, he says, is example not to eat a kebeya one time, not because he's holding it, but not to eat a kebeya one time. That Lumaisi says can change. Masha'enki, the idea of eating b'shuk, that's in Tavad, that's Ksar and Derech Eretz, eating the street over here, that Lumaisi doesn't change. And therefore, there is a Erlitzion. He says, Echanami, that hoga right now is to eat a sandwich, to eat a falafel. V'zayis ha'brocha brings down the common Moriroa, not like Dain Fisher. Now, I said, arguing a point, falafel maybe, yeah, pizza, yeah, a malafel like that, you know, that's like, Ula Yeshlodin over here. Maisa, we do have a locha again by us, by the base Yosef. They have to know how to apply practically to the Derech Eretz, Chambers Manazer or not. Now, this idea of having a not too big of a piece is very clear, is dafka during the week. Have the case in Shabbos, we have first at Rav, it says, Chayv lo betzeya al shtei kikrois. You have to make a betzeya on two kikrois. First, what does that mean, betzeya based kikrois? So Rashi says it means that moitzi should be on lecha mishnah, but the betzeya itself should be on one challah. You only have to cut one challah. The Maisa, the Rav, the Rit for the Sugya says, no, you have to cut two challahs. That's Aleph. The Gemara goes on further and says, the second thing from Bezeiro, Batsa Kula Shiruso. What does that mean? Again, Rashi says you take a big piece. Rav of the Torah. The Maisa, the Rashba, he has a numerous kashas against Rashi and says, no, it means to cut both challahs. Brought down Lalocha by the Rit for the Ran. So we have two Makaris why a person should cut two challahs, Mitzad, our Sugya over here. One Mitzad that's the Gedder of Kula Shiruso. One Mitzad, the idea of making Lecha Mishnah on both challahs over here. The Maisa, so a person cut two challahs on Shabbos, or cut one challah. Avani make a Lech Mishnah, we pick up both challahs. But the culling is one or two. So the Ramah over here sends you, the Ramah ends off, Ayin Simen Reish Ayin Dalad. Simen Reish Ayin Dalad says the Mechaber, the Loch is we pick up both challahs, we take a big piece like Rashi, and we only cut one challah. We take a Prusa Gedola from one challah over here. Levush and Slach, Matafraim, Kitzer. The way the Mishavua brings down, the Minigal Olam is like the Shulchan Aruch, we take a big piece, but we cut one challah. That means we do not worry how big the piece is on Shabbos, but we cut the Maisa one challah over here. Chadish went this way, Eliyashu went this way. Atzad HaSheni, the Maisa, there's a Mashal that's brought down by the Shlo and the Goyin. You do those that follow the Minigal of the Goyin. It's the Maisa, the Rashba Shita over here. The Ritzah Shita, the Ran Shita, is to cut two challahs. And therefore, the Magav Rum in Reisha Indala brings down the Bach, Bichoshiva both Shitas. Number one, take a big piece. Number two, to cut both challahs over here. That's something else. That's Eim Aviv, and they say take the bottom challah and stick it up closer. The way the Mishavua says, that's Eim Aviv, take the bottom challah closer. It comes out that the Magav Rum is out the Bach. The Cholapok is during the day, the Kovod HaYoyim is Koidim Kovod HaLaila. A person should cut both challahs, and also a person should take a big piece over here.
What about if God's not
going to
use them?
Oh, so he's asking a great question. What's the lumdis? What he's asking the svar over here, like a lumdis over here. What's the reason over here that a person should cut both challahs? The chakira the oilim klal is over. Is it in kovet Shabbos, kovet the bracha, or is it in lecha mishnah? That's really the chakira. Is it lecha mishnah dikedin, or is it kovet Shabbos, kovet the bracha dikedin? What's the nafkamino? The example: you don't plan to eat it. If it's in the Lecha Mishnah, you cut both challahs, as Lecha Mishnah. If the Yisrael over here decided to call the bracha to have a lot of Ravchas at the table, you can have half a challah. Now you're cutting two challahs over here. There's Ravchas, there's no point, it's meaningless, doesn't mean anything over here. Therefore, the Yisrael Chod HaShani, if you do not plan to eat from both challahs, is there any point in cutting from it? She says no. Pashas is sugi over here, I'll just cover the bracha, cover the Shabbos. Nothing to do with the sugi of Lecha Mishnah. Another nafkamina they point out is when to cut the second challah. If the Yisrael over here mitzal lecha mishnah cut both right now, with the Yisrael over here as covered of the bracha, cover Shabbos, cut one, give out one, and then cut the second one. Otherwise, they cut the second one right now is the bayam mitzal the sugya of hefsek. And there's Mechaim Kanievsky, and Mechaim says over and from the stipler that no, you cut ze achaza, you cut and give out, and then you cut the second one. There's no point that some people cut through all the way through. If I can, this is a bayam mitzal the sugya of hefsek. It's not in the lecha mishnah over here. A third half community they want to discuss, when you give out Lecha Mishnah, you give from the Lecha Mishnah. You have to give from both challahs? If it's didn't Lecha Mishnah, you have to give from both challahs. The Maisa, if it didn't, the Kodah Brach cover of having a cover over here of the Shabbos, give out only from one. The Minigis only give out from one. So the Lamdon would say, Be'ikr, Gam, there's one Mishmur Yishlodin, but the Ikr they want to tie now. The said over here is having a lot of covered Shabbos, and therefore you should do it Zeh Chazeh. If there's no need, there's no point doing it. And the challah that you cut is the first one, that's what you give out over here. So Akan Sif Aleph, we went through three different halachas over here. Mitzad the sugi, the mokum, the zman, the shir, the prusa. Sif Beis also has three halachas over here. First, Kamal Mechaber brings down the bracha of hamoitzi. What is it? Is it hamoitzi or moitzi? Is the case of hey or not? The Gemara is machlokes. The Gemara says the word moitzi is yitz lekuli amo. The word hamoitzi is machlokes. What to go do? Apipashis, you would say what a person should do to yitzi kol deis is say moitzi. Maisa, we pass can go over say the case of a hamoitzi. So you either could say that like Taisa brings down because you want mechal between the of a melech ha'olam, the mem sofit and moitzi should not be read together. Therefore, we have melech ha'olam a hamoitzi. Well, the taz over here is marach a marach. Over here, go through different psukim over here. He wants to tell you the chiddush. We pass like the abundant pshat of the pasuk over here. Maisa, Maisa, we have an hoga again. If you say moitzi, says the mishmur yaitza. But the way we say over the bracha is hamoitzi, one sugyo. A second sugyo, says the Mechaber, is that there is halach over here, Rama says, it brings up from Urzirua, and the person when he says a bracha, the one who's listening, when he says amen, the one who said that bracha should listen to the amen they're saying, and that amen should become part of his bracha. The way how the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the amen is be'etzem a chilik of the bracha, and therefore, when you say amen and you listen to it, it makes it more of a bracha chashuv over here. That means the one who says the bracha has to listen to amen of the people saying it. Again, we have that's what says over here. Mitzvah that comes a chilk of his bracha. Now, come on, the bealocha and his marach. What's going on over here? He says first there isn't another svar why to listen to the amen. He brings down from the Maimon Mordechai. He wants a taino. Well, I'm sorry, the Sheikh Nasser Gaila. He wants a taino. The reason why to listen to amen, we get to the aloch at the end of the siman, Sivta Zayin. The law is you cannot cut the chalas till the oilam finishes saying amen. So you have to listen to them saying amen, then cut the chalas. Don't say the bracha and cut without them saying amen. My Mishbura said, look at the makar, the arzua, does not sound that way. Sounds like the reason is because now it's chilik of your bracha over here. So first of all, Mishbura number one, the fact that's only brought down with arzua, no other place that brings it down over here. What he says, to say amen in your own bracha, we know there's nicha get of a bar over here. You don't say amen in your bracha over here. And therefore, he wants Taina Lula Mistafina over here. He wants Taina's Toy Sefer in the Yishalmi over here. And therefore, I do not see the Olam, unless you learn the Halacha over there, the Olam sees it, they're like, what's the Halacha? What are you talking about over here? The Maisa, the Mishmur ends up Tzorachin. Does not knock away the Halacha. Left Maisa, the Ramah, as is, with the Tzorachin over here. Why that? So, what's the reason to go do it for? The Maisa, the Azurua sounds like, if you do not listen to the Omein, it's Ma'akiv. Ma'akiv over here. The Halacha being down, the Maim Mordechai, Akashak, be ma'akiv. We know the Lacha Risha Gimel, even your own Amin is not ma'akiv. How in the world could the one who's being Betzeya and Amin be ma'akiv? Definitely left that out for sure. So, why is not ma'akiv? Should a person who's Betzeya listen to Amin? He has to anyway, Mitzad Lacha Tziv Dazayin, have Kavan to be Yitzir. I don't know, this sounds like Mishmua is not clear with Makar to go do that for. Third Lacha Tziv Beis is a person when he says the words Amitzi Lechem. No, then there's no need. If no one's around, there's no amen there. Third halacha tzeh beis is a person should make a space between the word lechem and min, not to put the two words together. And the kavchaim brings down from the Eliyahu, someone who does that has avtocha sheni nizek isasudo to be mafsik. So we have again hamoitzi lechem. Then we say min ha'aretz.
Does that mean every place there are letters that are the same?
They say it by Shema, right? And we see certain Siddurim have the lines in between to be mafsikit. Well, when yes, medaktek, we should always try to speak clearly. As my mother tells me all the time. It says it over here. Now, Sif Gimel, Kamal Mechabrin says the person should be toifis alechem. Take it off when you make the bracha. That means don't have it in front of you. We know already that Loch and Simon Reishu involved that way. The Lachilah is supposed to hold every food in your hand, says the Mishnah Berurah, but that's only Lachilah, but the Evid, if the Lachim is in front of you. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down when you taifis it, you should not be wearing gloves. You should always be taifis with your hands over here. And the place can say, Lav Dafka, the case of Lachim. All brachas you hold in your hand should not be a case of wearing gloves over here. Now, the reason why you're supposed to be holding in your hand. Is mitzvah sugi reishvav even less yosam should be samach to you right away mitzvah sugi hefsek not to be mafsek. That's the loch of reishvav. That's the reason behind. But the Sif Dalid, Kamal the Mechaber, and brings down this halacha here, the person who, when he makes a Hamaitzi, he should put two hands on top of the Mishas HaBracha that has 10 fingers. Two hands with 10 fingers, and he brings down six different reasons in the Mechaber why that's so. One, he says, because there are 10 mitzvahs in Pas. The second reason, because the Bracha of Hamaitzi has 10 words. Then he brings down the four psukim that has 10 words inside of it. Matzmiach Chaver, Matzmiach Chotzer, the case of Enikol Alech Yisabeyu, Erez Chita V'Sairo, and Vitin Lecha. So you have six reasons why to have six reasons, quote on the Mechaber, the four psukim, the four psukim, Berech Samaitzi, and the passes by 10 mitzvahs. That's four different, six different makaris he's coming from. Now, and if you want, Ayin Torah Chaim gets involved in the Yisrael Shabbat, why that's so. So I once had a chav of mine, I saw him pick up a crouton, he put his 10 fingers on top of it, and my sister said, Shulchan Aruch, in Berech Samaitzi, and he ate it. So let's clarify Hakira over here. Is the aside two hands, or the aside 10 fingers? I told my friend, I took out the Mechaber, I said, let's read it together slowly. I don't know Hebrew that well, but as far as I read it, you put your two hands on the pas. Why? Because it has, your two hands have 10 fingers. The aside Shabbat is two hands, because in general, two hands have 10 fingers. For example, let's say you have 9 fingers, but the hands represent 10 fingers over here. My Mechaber said, you read a fakert. You have 10 fingers. Maisa, the lotion, this is lotion, what? Oh, so you pick up two loaves and you put your. So you want 10, you have 10, maybe Lachmash together as one, and you have 10 hands. What are there? 10 fingers over here. Maisa, that's the lotion of the Torah over here. The Lavush, the Graz, Kishukhan Arach, Arach Hashulchan, they all bring down the lotion of two hands that have 10 fingers. The Gam, look up the Torah, it's Chaim, he says 10 fingers. And I see two Svarim, the Vizoyista Bracha, the same Bracha, they do not bring down the word two hands, they say 10 fingers. So I think 20 years ago I went over to a Mendelbaum, Vizoyista Bracha, and asked him, why do you bring down 10 fingers? The Lachon Shulchan Aruch has two hands. He says he has to buy into it. Maximum in the print right now, nothing changed. The Chodi said over here, is two hands. If you want the best way, I think, take out a Chayodom. Chayodom writes, put two hands. That's it. Then Shulchan Shloimo, two hands. He stops. Zaidi, do you have to put on your 10 fingers on top of the Rogalach? I saw the guy pick up a Rogalach and put 10 fingers on it. Or do you have to put your two hands upon it? So the Kudim Arech, he brings down two hands. Rech Zabayis brings down two hands. And I think that's the reading of Hebrew. You tell me, I think the reading of the words of Mechab is two hands, not the din of 10 fingers over here. No, that's not, none of the reasons apply. We'll get to that. But the words of Mechaber and the Torah is the Hebrew is two hands because they have 10 fingers. Now Lemaisa, a second point over here, Mechaber is doing it on futons and rogalach, not a pas. Is this then also mazainus possible bekisnin, or did miuchin the case and pas over here? Now, if you analyze the reason, there's six reasons over here. Five of them apply to mazainus. Only a mitzi, one of them does not apply to the case of mazainus. So the person that have to do the case of mazainus, Maisa, I see the piskei shuvas and the shayar bracha, they bring down the steamers of poskim say dafka by the case of a mitzi. They have no makar for it. I said one reason a mitzi. There's six reasons over here. The other five do apply. Maisa, I came across a panim iris that's brought down by the Ben Ishchai, and he writes very clearly, and he says the halacha dafka by pas, even a pas above the kisim does not apply. The meaning is dafka by pas. So you have a panim iris brought down by the Ben Ishchai, and again the malachim say by themselves, the steamers of poskim with dafka by pas. Therefore, two reasons why the crouton you want to go do like that. Number one, l'chor is mezainis. And number two, l'chor, that l'chor, I think, is two hands, not 10 fingers. The last point over here, come on, the mishmur, and it brings down from the maravram, maril already, that when a person makes a bracha, he picks it up with two hands. But then when he comes to Hashem's name, then again he picks it up, Hashem, and then he puts it down. Elokeinu melech olam. Now, that's certainly how the Bnei Ashkenaz do it. The Isra Bnei Svart, the Kav Chaim wants to bring down, that you say it after Melech Olam by Hamitzi, you pick it up, and then see the army doctor him to pick it up twice. Say Baruch Atah by Hashem, and then by the case of Hamitzi. The Mice is not brought down by the Mishmur that way. The Amin Am seem to follow straight with the Mishmur, says, at least the Bnei Ashkenaz, pick it up only by the case of Hashem, then put it down, and then we finish off the Baruch over here. Mice are those who do by both. Fine, I count these first four Sifim, but Hashem next time, Sifay through Sifyot, Hatzlochok.
What is this over here? What is this?